I was in prison, and you came to visit me. With these words, Christ challenges each of us to spend time serving those who, because of circumstance or bad choices, can't serve themselves. Welcome to Someone Cares, a faith ministry dedicated to helping us all answer that challenge. For many years, this outreach program has carried healing doses of hope and Christian love behind prison walls and touched the lives of those in desperate need of both. I'm your Someone Cares radio host, Charles Mills. While it's vital that individuals step up to the plate and share a part of themselves with those behind bars, it's equally encouraging when a church denomination does so as well. Today we talk with a man who represents just such a body of believers. Alfred Johnson is Director of Adult Ministries for the North American Division of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and he has brought along a guest whom we'll meet in just a moment. Pastor Johnson, why would an entire church body be interested in prison ministry?
A church body would be interested in prison ministry, particularly if that church body is a Christian church body, because it is in business, as it were. It exists to carry out the ministries directed by Jesus Christ. In the Gospel Commission, the Lord shares with us that it is our role and our responsibility to go out and to win, teach, and make disciples of all mankind. The very last ministry that Jesus carried on before he took his last breath as a human on the cross was prison ministry. We understand that because he talked to the young man who was also on the cross next to him, who said to him, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said, "I'm going to remember you." That was prison ministry. And so therefore, God has called many of us into various aspects of the service. Many he has called into prison ministry, and that is exactly why we are here, to facilitate the positive movement of all of those who have been called into prison ministry into efficiencies along that line. That's why a denomination ought to emphasize prison ministry.
What a beautiful, beautiful, encouraging thought for all of us to take advantage of the fact that there are churches, there are denominations who want to help out, and we should do so as well. Now, Pastor Johnson, your coordinator is with us today on the line, and this is Dr. Cleveland Hauser. He's in Nashville, Tennessee. He is the prison ministry coordinator for the North American Division, and I want to welcome you to the program too, Dr. Cleveland Hauser. Welcome.
Good to be with you, sir.
You heard what Pastor Johnson said. How do you take that thought, that desire, that vision, and apply it to the real world? How do you coordinate vision to reality?
We have to instill within our congregations, the time has expired for our churches to be drive-in theaters where we are swallowed up in our own selfishness and don't see the need of getting out and doing prison ministry. I like to attack this from a couple of ways. Number one, it is a commission that God has given us in Matthew 25 to go into the prisons and to minister to those who have fallen by the wayside. And he chose us because we are the best channels to communicate God's grace to those who have had this misfortune of being incarcerated in our prison systems. The other thing, God calls our church and members of our church to be fishermen, to go out and throw out the net and fish. And whatever we pull in, he is not asking us to do any cleaning of the fish because that is the power of the Holy Spirit to do that. And if we look at Isaiah 61, we see that Jesus really just saying that is his calling, to preach the gospel to those who are incarcerated and to relieve oppression and to set them free. And so we have that responsibility to follow the gospel command of Jesus as a church to go in and do this. When people are scared to go behind the walls, my suggestion is that we can do prison ministry without going behind the walls. There are different kinds of ministries that we can do, things like van ministries where you transport the families of prisoners to the prison to visit them. And, of course, it's just a matter of picking up the family, taking them, drop them off, going back and picking them up. And you don't have to go inside the walls at all. Things like providing gifts for prisoners' children during the holiday seasons, toiletry ministries, providing toiletries for those who are indigent and don't have the money to buy toiletries inside of the system. Clothing ministries, providing clothes for those who come out. Support groups for families of prisoners. And this is just a few of many types of ministries that our church can be involved in to minister to the needs of prisoners and their families. So catching the vision for the church is to recognize that prison ministry has a dual concept. We go behind the walls to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to the men who are incarcerated. We can do the same type of ministry on the outside where we're ministering to the families of inmates. And when we minister to the families of inmates, we're also ministering to the men who are behind the walls because their families are in prison too because their loved ones are there. And so getting the church to buy into that concept, and I have concluded that there is no excuse for any church not to do prison ministry in some capacity.
Pastor Johnson, you've heard what Dr. Hauser has said here. How do you convince a church to do this? How do you go into a church building and stand before a group of people who, like he says, are fearful of what's behind those bars or uncertain about what to do? How do you convince them to get involved?
For many of them, prison ministry is the forgotten ministry. People don't like the idea of going into atmospheres where they will not have the privilege of exiting those atmospheres at their own volition. They are fearful. Let's face it, human beings just don't like being locked up under any circumstances, ministry or not. And so we let them know, number one, this is what Jesus said do. The other thing is we let them know that these ministries can be done whether you go into the institution or not. Prison ministry can be done with the families of inmates. Just as Dr. Hauser also indicated, prison ministry can be done with transportation, can be done with the supplying of items that inmates would normally use, assisting families that become almost indigent, many of them, because the main breadwinner is behind bars. And so when we indicate that there are ways that they can do prison ministry. We put the burden on them. You know, they come out initially with a little guilt, but we let them know there are ways that you can fit prison ministry into your lifestyle. And we tend to get greater results when we present it in that fashion.
Dr. Hauser, as you have worked in this system, can you give us an example of the transforming power of the simple visit or the simple aid that you give to a prisoner's family? What have you seen that says, hey, this is working?
I'll give you an example of around Christmas time. I had one church that responded to an appeal. I had 289 children whose parents or father was locked up in prison. And so this church responded by supplying gifts for all 289 children. At the end of the campaign, I invited all of the families to the prison, and we had a party for all of the children as well as their families. And it was an opportunity for inmates to engage with their families and to have a wonderful time. So I saw this as a wedge that really made a difference in the families. And what even made it better for me is that there might have been a couple of inmates who had gone home, and I had the opportunity to pack their things in my car and to go and meet with the family and to give the gifts to them, and to see the expressions on their face, the joy and the thankfulness that they shared with me, how appreciative and really just praising God for his goodness and his grace and mercy toward them, because without that, their children would not have had anything for Christmas. Mm. And I saw this as a moving experience. Sharing compassion and caring have opened up the doors for them to become members of the church, opened up the doors for Bible studies, and just opened up the doors for fellowship and friendship on a basis where we're able to tear down those walls like that. It provides a greater opportunity for us to be able to witness and lead people into discipleship and to lead them into the church as a result of that. And that was just one case.
You know, Pastor Johnson, I think that we have the wrong name here for this ministry. We call it prison ministry. It's actually people ministry. Am I on the right track here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I move that we change the name to People Ministry, and we're going to give you all the credit for that.
Very good, very good. Well, Pastor Johnson, before the program began, you and I were talking a little bit, and you mentioned that there is some material available to the general public that they can use if they want to start a ministry of their own, and this would guide them through. Tell us about that information, and tell us about those resources that are available.
Absolutely. We here at the Adult Ministries Department, at Sabbath School, Personal Ministries, and Prison Ministry of the North American Division, operationalize our training ministries and our resource ministries through our website, www.festivalofthelaity. The meaning of that name is that we are not laymen. We are not laymen. A layman is somebody who is not necessarily proficient or secure in what they are doing. We are secure in our calling to Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2, 9 and 10 lets us know that we are all ministers, that we are all priests. We are part of a royal priesthood. And so we're not laymen. We are a part of the laity, the laos of God, the people of God in the world. So we attempt to train and develop the people of God in the world. On this website, anybody has the privilege of going. We don't charge for any of the resources. If an individual goes to festivalofthelaity.com, goes to the prison ministry section, they would be able to find materials that would assist them in getting started with prison ministry, in moving forward with transition house ministry. It is just a wonderful thing, and Dr. Hauser has led us along the way in this process. Want to start a transition house? It's all there. You want to get going with prison ministry? It is all there. Our handbook is there. PowerPoint presentations, PDFs, they are all there and free to the public. And we want people to just use them and just be blessed by God to bless others.
www.festivalofthelaity.com. Alfred Johnson is Director of Adult Ministries for the North American Division of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and Dr. Cleveland Hauser in Nashville, Tennessee, is the Prison Ministry Coordinator for the North American Division. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us today. And listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills, along with Pastor Alfred Johnson and Dr. Cleveland Hauser, reminding you that someone cares. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening to Someone Cares. If you'd like to become part of this vital prison outreach ministry, visit someonecares.org and discover ways you can safely and effectively touch the lives of incarcerated men and women with God's love. Again, that web address is someonecares.org. This program was produced by Lifetalk Radio.